News is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We haven't been hit by something like this in ages.
As that Florida man points out, it was over a decade since a hurricane had hit Florida, but that changed early today when Hermine came ashore with 80-mile-an-hour winds and pounding rains. That storm is now a tropical storm in Georgia, headed through the Carolinas, off the mid-Atlantic coast, and this weekend it could be hanging out off the coast of New York City. This woman staying at a Jersey Shore beachfront resort with children, saying,
"We just went and bought some games. We've got a little fishing game, and we've got puzzles. They'll be happy. As long as we're all together, we're set."
Campaigning in Ohio, Donald Trump says if Hillary Clinton's elected,
somebody that spent so much of his life, you know, giving joy to people.
Awesome. Thank you so much for the list, Mike. Have a
all
great
right.
Labor Day weekend. We'll talk to you next Friday.
All right. We'll see you then.
All right. Take care. Bye. Mike at the Movies, good friend of mine, giving you three good movies. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon right after this.
The president of the Philippines says he's sorry for a profanity-laced tirade. I vote for today. Correspondent Mark Mayfield has more.
Obama and President Rodrigo Duterte were scheduled to meet in Laos Tuesday, but Obama pulled out of the meeting after Duterte launched a tirade against him during a press conference on Monday. Duterte said he would not allow Obama to lecture him about the war on crime that's killed more than 2,000 people since he took office in May. Duterte now says he regrets that his comments came across as a personal attack on the American president.
In Laos, President Obama announcing the United States is going to spend more money to clear millions of unexploded Vietnam-era bombs from Laos.
The United States will double our annual funding to $90 million over the next 3 years.
Obama, the first U.S. president to ever visit that nation. This is USA Radio News.
Hey everybody, singer-songwriter Brett Watts here. If you're like me, always on the go, and don't have time to stay as healthy as we would like by eating all the right foods, well, I found an incredibly simple and easy way to get all my fruits and vegetables at once. It's called Daily Lift, L-I-F-T. It's a superfoods energy drink mix supplement that fills the gaps between what you eat and what you don't always have time to eat. This unique formula is packed with 16-plus fruits and vegetables and 59 superfoods, no MSG or GMO. It's all natural and organic, nature's best combination of antibiotics, enzymes, probiotics, and beneficial allergies in one powdered drink mix. Comes in two flavors, mint and berry, and both delicious. Daily Lift nutrients help balance your body's pH levels and boost your energy naturally. And it's safe for kids. So let's fire up that immune system and stay focused. Go to www.onedailylift.com. That's one, O-N-E, dailylift.com. Onedailylift.com, and let's get healthy.
British Airways says it's working to try to fix a big problem with its check-in system that started yesterday, a computer glitch, which is impacting systems all around the world for British Airways. The airline saying it's now checking customers in as normal at London's Heathrow Airport, but folks on social media are still reporting long lines at U.S. airports. It's unclear what's causing that glitch for British Airways. A coughing fit for Hillary Clinton as she campaigns in Ohio yesterday. It leaves Clinton coughing at times or speaking with a very weak voice for about 7 minutes. At one point trying to make fun of it, she says.
Every time I think about Trump, I get allergic.
Conservative icon and activist Phyllis Schlafly has died at 92. She died in St. Louis yesterday. Donald Trump calling her a patriot and a champion for women. Schlafly is credited for leading millions of people to action and reshaping the conservative movement. This is USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today. The daily links at USSportsPages.com.
Congress returning to Washington, D.C. today with a few major issues to work on, including one they'll have to act very quick on if they want to pass legislation to prevent a government shutdown. The two chambers have less than 20 days to complete their work before they'll take off for a month-long election season recess.
He's exercising his constitutional right to make a statement.
President Obama wading into the issue of San Francisco 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick and his protest against what he calls oppression of people of color by not standing for the national anthem before games.
I think he cares about some real, legitimate issues that have to be talked about.
Obama comments on the issue in response to questions during a Q&A session after the G20 summit in China. Hermine still causing some problems in the northeast U.S. as well as in the waters offshore as the post-tropical storm is drifting in the Atlantic Ocean, still producing near hurricane-strength winds. And the National Weather Service says Hermine did cause some very large waves and life-threatening rip currents along many beaches from mid-Atlantic states to southern New England yesterday. The situation's expected to last probably through tomorrow. In the meantime, Hermine also tossed Royal Caribbean's Anthem of the Seas cruise ship around during its travels to Bermuda on Sunday, but no injuries were reported. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Good morning, this is Tony Clark, and this is Some Things About Money. It's Tuesday, September 6th, 11:07 a.m. We're in Flemington, New Jersey, where the local weather today is 81 degrees. Mostly cloudy, some isolated showers are expected after 2 p.m., but partly sunny with a high near 83 for most of the day. Mostly cloudy later tonight with a low around 65, north wind 9 to 11 miles per hour. Wednesday will be partly sunny with a high near 86, again some north winds around 10 miles per hour. And Wednesday evening mostly cloudy with a low around 64. Thursday partly sunny with a high near 90. Calm wind becoming west 5 to 9 miles per hour in the morning, and then a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the evening with a low around 70 degrees. Friday partly sunny, high near 91, and mostly sunny for the weekend with a high near 91 on Saturday. The highs in the 80s on Sunday. Looking like a good weekend overall. We're going to be right back after this commercial break with some things about money.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
And we're on. Thank you for listening today. This is Some Things About Money. Joe Patton, Certified Financial Planner with Patton, Heidi, and Associates. And we are just recovering from this long, unexpectedly good holiday weekend. Yeah, I was down the shore on Sunday, and it was a family get-together, and I think, like a lot of people, a little bit apprehensive given what the weather forecast was with Tropical Storm Hermine. And, you know, hit the parkway in the morning after looking at the revised forecast. Not much traffic on the road going down. Got down to the beach, a little wind early, but it calmed down quite a bit. The sun was out, no one on the beach, no one on the boardwalk, very few people walking around. And it was just one of those early, well, in this case, late summer, feeling like an early fall weekend at Jersey Shore. You know, the best time of the year for me is September because you don't have the masses of humanity clogging up the roads and the restaurants. And quite frankly, I like being able to walk the beach and have a good meal and not have it after a bout of panic and frustration driving down the Garden State Parkway. So hopefully all of you were able to follow through on some good plans on Sunday and not be part of the large group, I suspect, who had their plans canceled at the last minute because of a weather forecast that, well, quite frankly, really didn't pan out, did it? So, but in the meantime, this is Some Things About Money. And one of the things I was looking at today, well, the ISM report. And, you know, the ISM, non-manufacturing PMI index for August, today came in at 51.4. Now, of course, anything over 50 is growth. But economists polled by Reuters had expected the index to come in at 55, and that would be slightly below the July reading of 55.5. As I said, a number above 50 indicates continued expansion, while one below 50 shows contraction. So you would think, well, we continue to expand, albeit at a very slow rate. But the fact of the matter is, if you take a look at numerous ISM reports over the last several months, what you notice is a rather depressing direction of the line going from high left to low right, which simply means that the rate of growth in manufacturing continues to slow. And at this pace, it won't be long before we cross under that 50 line into contraction. And with that being said, and considering the tepid nature of the jobs report this past Friday, it really doesn't look very much like the Federal Reserve would be in any mood to raise interest rates, which, you know, is certainly understandable, although a lot of people would certainly like to see them do that. But, you know, Janet Yellen's been really conservative in her desire not to do anything that might be construed as hurting the economy. And, you know, with all of that going on, there really just doesn't look like any reason. Inflation is tame. Wages aren't growing at an adequate rate. Our labor participation continues to fall. And even with the so-called agreement between the Saudis and the Russians that over the weekend created the assumption that there could be some reduction in output and a reduction in the outstanding global supply, well, it just doesn't look like the oil patch is taking that all that seriously. Right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is at 18,470, down 21 points after a positive open this morning. The S&P 500 is at 2177. That's down a little bit over a tenth of a percent, 2.5 points. And the NASDAQ is at 5254. That happens to be in the green by about 5.25 points or a tenth of a percent. Europe, well, you know, Europe, as far as the futures, look bright, but in reality, right now, it's only the DAX that's green, and that's up by a tenth of a percent. FTSE is down 52 points or 7 tenths. The CAC 40 is down almost 10 points or 2 tenths of a percent. We referred to oil earlier, and oil was moving higher, but currently is sitting at $44.23, down 21 cents a barrel, or almost a half a percent. So, you know, the first reaction that production action might wane, I guess, turned into a bit of despair, because as they evaluated the deal, maybe it's just that the market is saying it's just another one of those headlines that we don't believe. We'll see. Gold, of course, has been rising as the U.S. September rate hike prospects wane. Gold is currently at $1,345.10. That's up $18.40 an ounce, or 1.39%. Taking a look at the 10-year Treasury yield, currently the yield is down to 1.554%, and a lot of that has to do with that ISM miss. So that's where we currently stand as far as the market update. When we come back from our first break, we'll talk a little bit about, I guess, market strategy, given all of the stuff that took place over the weekend, and maybe some comments on the central bank, as well as, you know, some comments on equity volatility or the lack thereof, because the VIX has been very stable, and maybe talk a bit about the Ameriprise Global Asset Allocation Committee's view on various sectors and global regions. That's always fun. And we have some time. Maybe we'll make a comment or two about REITs that are definitely making a comeback. And perhaps talk a little bit about global stocks. So, again, thank you. You are listening to Some Things About Money, and we will be right back.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
I'm your ice cream man, stop me when I'm passing by.
It's time to visit Pambie's, the newest ice cream shop in town. Pambie's Purely Delicious Ice Cream, Gelato, and Sorbet, made in Hunterdon County from unique blends of natural extracts, herbs, and spices. Created with a rich, creamy texture bursting with flavor. Tickle your palate with exotic flavors such as rose cardamom, hot mango, and ginger lemon. Or satisfy your craving for dark chocolate, pecans, and caramel. Located on Route 31, south of Clinton. Pambie's Purely Delicious.
See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
And we're back. What a faithful, faithful message that was by Tony. We like that. Tony doesn't talk a lot, so it's actually a pleasure to get to listen to her commercial being played. Federal Reserve. We keep coming back to the Federal Reserve, don't we? meets in 2 weeks and has gone to great lengths to prepare markets for the possibility that, well, the meeting could result in the second rate hike of this cycle. Does anybody really believe that? As recently as August 12th, the Fed Funds futures market was ascribing just a 16% chance of that happening by the end of August, however. Through its various statements and reinforced by evidence affirming economic activity, the Fed had succeeded in raising those expectations to a 36% probability. But last week, two important economic reports that were softer than expected have taken some of the wind out of the Fed's sails. First, we talked at length about the ISM report on manufacturing activity in August. Showed a contraction for the first time since February. That was followed by August employment report that showed 151,000 new jobs have been created rather than the 180,000 that was expected. And that the year-over-year increase in average hourly earnings had fallen to 2.4% from 2.6% in July. Well, neither of these two reports suggest that the economy is in trouble, they do suggest that the Fed needs to be in no hurry. Investors, they seem to agree but remain worried. The futures market currently ascribes a 32% chance of a rate hike in 2 weeks, and while that is lower than it was just a week ago, it's still elevated from where it was in mid-August. This episode is reminiscent of market expectations regarding the Fed back in early June. On May 18th, Fed Funds futures were indicating a 32% chance of a rate hike at the Fed's June meeting on the 14th and 15th. However, by June 3rd, those expectations had fallen to just 4% following the surprising weak May jobs report. This time, however, the economy is on firmer ground than it was back in the spring. In addition, concerns about both economic and political stability overseas have receded, and although the August jobs total was below expectations, it was still strong enough in the eyes of the Fed to continue to absorb the remaining slack in the labor market. And Treasury note, was it 0.89% for the two-year. Following the report, the yield began a descent that bottomed out at about 0.56% on July 5th, helped along by the UK's Brexit vote. Since then, however, it has climbed back to a yield of 0.79% as of last Friday, having given back just 4 basis points following last week's softer data. In addition, not only have the near-term expectations of another rate hike remained elevated, the expectations of a rate hike by December have climbed back to 59%, exactly where they were following the May jobs report and well above the 8% probability of July 5th when the two-year note yield bottomed. This is not to say that the Fed will raise rates in September, but it has succeeded in raising the market's awareness that a rate hike is coming sooner than later. The S&P 500 is now higher by 6.7%, on the year, with most of the return coming in the third quarter as the index climbed 3.9%. Small cap stocks, they've really done even better by evidence of the 8.7% climb in the Russell 2000 index so far this quarter. The ascent has been accompanied by a rotation into more economically sensitive sectors of the index at the expense of the more defensive groups. Telecom, tech, and financials have surged while utilities, consumer staples, and the like have declined. Perceptions of improving economic activity leading to a rebound in corporate profit growth has been the primary catalyst. Now, according to FactSet, analysts now expect earnings to grow by 5.5% in the fourth quarter after a decline of 2.1% in the third. Somewhat firmer data from China and a so far resilient UK economy belying expectations of a near-term recession have helped, and the dollar has stabilized after climbing sharply following the Brexit vote, allowing the MSCI Emerging Markets Index to rise 8.1% since June 30th. Particularly noteworthy has been the recent strength in financial stocks. Now, they've been battered by slow growth, low interest rates, and increased regulatory oversight. The XLF Financial Sector ETF has risen 7.5% this quarter. More importantly, it rose 1.9% last week alone.
Financials, especially banks and insurers, are especially sensitive to prevailing interest rates. Last week's softer economic data failed to derail the rally in financials. That's encouraging, a very encouraging sign that the economy is firming and that the market has gotten the Fed's message. Central bankers. You got to love central bankers. Ruling the roost in September. Well, if you thought markets were fixated too much on central bankers and really not enough on market fundamentals, then this month will likely frustrate you quite a bit. The European Central Bank, Bank of England, Federal Reserve, and the Bank of Japan are all going to hold important policy meetings this month, and you can bet investors will be dialed into each. The ECB kicks off monetary extravaganza week and will deliver its policy announcement on Tuesday. Actually, it's Thursday. The ECB has the unenviable pole position during September and will not have the luxury of the Fed, for instance, who will deliver its monetary policy update last and following other key banker decisions. The key for the ECB President Mario Draghi is whether mixed economic data and tepid inflation throughout much of Europe is enough to further justify stimulating the economies. Although further stimulative measures may be a stretch at the September meeting, Draghi could use this week's update to extend the time frame for quantitative easing purchases or tweak its QE program. However, we do not expect the ECB to make any significant changes to its capital key, which is used to determine the level of bond purchases from each country within the Eurozone. Now, staying over in Europe, the Bank of England will deliver its policy update on September 15th. In early August, officials in the UK cut the bank rate by 25 basis points, announced it would buy corporate bonds, and expand its QE program. Economic data within the UK, including consumer confidence, has also been coming in better than expected following Brexit, while weaker British pound may help export activity down the road. The Bank of England could choose to stand pat at their September meeting in order to monitor progress in just-announced easing measures. Importantly for both the European Central Bank and Bank of England, an interest rate hike by the FOMC this year could make already accommodative policies for both banks look even more expansionary in comparison. This brings us to the FOMC press conference on September 21st. Markets had started to increase odds that the Fed would look to raise short-term interest rates by another 25 basis points, the first since last December. But, again, we believe in that the ho-hum August that we've been talking about in terms of the payroll reports on Friday specifically likely reduce those chances, although there will be some ISM inflation and other retail sales data between now and the 21st. Their read on the economy may not be enough to tilt the Fed into action at their September meeting, in our view. Lastly, the day before the Fed delivers its policy decision on rates, the Bank of Japan, now they're going to provide their monetary assessment of Japan on September 20th. Here is where the markets expect or want a little more stimulative action from central bankers. With Japan marred in weaker economic activity recently, again due to the in large part to a stronger Japanese yen, the Bank of Japan governor and crew could be expected to deliver a more robust plan for growth in their September meeting. Bank of Japan officials, they've said they're going to provide a full assessment of current policies and their effectiveness at this month's meeting. On Monday, Kuroda said there is ample room for further monetary easing in either of three dimensions, quantity, quality, and interest rates. And other new ideas should not be off the table. According to Bloomberg, aspects of the Bank of Japan's review on policy will center on what hampered its ability in achieving a 2% inflation target, as well as why its tripled prong stimulus approach has not been more effective. In our view, markets do not believe pushing further into negative rate territory will by itself deliver growth, while the Bank of Japan could be reluctant to getting ever more creative to its own expansionary policy. However, with Kuroda now seeming more receptive to other alternatives, more creative options could become more palatable in the future. Markets do not anticipate Bank of Japan will shift its annual monetary policy base expansion target. But we'll see. With all of this said, we believe the month should create a deal of debate, great deal of debate, on the role of central banks and how their policies are playing in the economy or global markets and reflect the rather limited options each faces when trying to boost economic growth over the near term. Specifically, Asia-Pacific equities across the region finished higher overnight. Mainland equities in China ended the session in the green, though drivers were limited, while stocks in Japan were supported by a weaker yen. As expected, the G20 summit in China concluded with little specifics on how to revive growth among member nations. According to media reports, however, China's steel overcapacity was a clear sticking point in bilateral meetings behind the scenes. As expected, the Royal Bank of Australia left its cash rate unchanged at 1.5%. So, much data. Expectations of what central banks will do or not do, and whether or not it may affect the decisions here in the great U.S. of A. Once again, our belief is a lot of conversation, a lot of smoke, no fire, moving the mirrors around the room, and we'll see you in December. With that, I think we're going to take another break, and when we come back, we may talk a little bit about equity volatility. This is Joe Patton, and you're listening to Some Things About Money.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I thank the government and the people of Laos for your humanitarian cooperation as we've worked together to account for Americans missing in action.
Speaking in Laos, President Obama also saying the United States will spend $90 million to clear millions of unexploded Vietnam-era bombs from that country.
Over the years, thousands of Laotians have been killed or injured. Farmers tending their fields, children playing.
Obama making the pledge as he becomes the first sitting president to visit the Southeast Asian nation. Obama will not be meeting with Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte. The meeting was canceled after the White House said Obama would confront the Philippine president over his country's execution of drug dealers without judicial proceedings. Duterte then goes on a profanity-laced tirade against Obama, saying he's not an American puppet. This is USA Radio News.
Hey everybody, singer-songwriter Brett Watts here. If you're like me, always on the go, and don't have time to stay as healthy as we would like by eating all the right foods, well, I found an incredibly simple and easy way to get all my fruits and vegetables at once. It's called Daily Lift, L-I-F-T. It's a superfoods energy drink mix supplement that fills the gaps between what you eat and what you don't always have time to eat. This unique formula is packed with 16-plus fruits and vegetables and 59 superfoods, no MSG or GMO. It's all natural and organic, nature's best combination of antibiotics, enzymes, probiotics, and beneficial allergies in one powdered drink mix. Comes in two flavors, mint and berry, and both delicious. Daily Lift nutrients help balance your body's pH levels and boost your energy naturally. And it's safe for kids. So let's fire up that immune system and stay focused. Go to www.onedailylift.com. That's one, O-N-E, dailylift.com. Onedailylift.com, and let's get healthy.
Hello again, this is Tony with Some Things About Money. It's 11:33 a.m., Tuesday, September 6th. The weather today in Flemington is 81 degrees, with isolated showers expected in the afternoon, but partly sunny this evening and with a high near 83. Mostly cloudy later on this evening with a high near 65. On Wednesday, partly sunny with a high near 86, north wind around 10 miles per hour. And Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 64. Thursday is expected to be partly sunny with a high near 90, calm wind becoming west 5 to 9 miles per hour in the morning. And then Thursday night, slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 70. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we're looking at partly sunny with the highs near 80s and low 90s. Partly cloudy in the evenings with a low around 68. And we're back with Joe Patton with Some Things About Money.
Yes, we are back. Again, thank you for listening to Some Things About Money. This is Joe Patton, Certified Financial Planner, Patton, Heidi & Associates, 1318 Route 31 North in beautiful Annandale, New Jersey. Tony's been doing a great job since Michelle has been on vacation for, I guess, seems like most of the summer. She's nodding her head. Michelle was back in the office today, just getting caught up, and she will be back on the radio with us next week. In fact, rumor has it, she's even going to be doing new commercials. So, something to look forward to, listening to the voices of Tony and Michelle on 100 and Chamber Radio. Well, let's see here. What's going on? What's going on? What's going on? I'm taking a look at the U.S. numbers, and we're starting to recover a bit. We're still red on the Dow and the S&P, but the Dow's only down 6.37, and that's less than a tenth of a percent, the S&P 500. Wow, not even down a point right now. It's at 2179.74. The NASDAQ is a little bit greener, up almost 8 points. Very nice. Europe, well, still choppy, as the price of Brent oil slips away lower. And, well, the DAX is up 13 points or a tenth of a percent. The FTSE's down over 53, almost 0.8%. And the CAC 40 in France is down over 10 points, about a quarter of a percent there. Oil prices, gotta love oil prices. They are recovering just a tad. They're still down, but now down only a dime at $44.34 a barrel. That's improvement. And gold, well, gold continues to rise. It's now up $17.50 an ounce to $13.44.20. That's up over 1.3%. The 10-year Treasury yield, well, that's lower, 1.553%. So that is the latest update on what is going on in the markets. Tony, I get to play golf tomorrow. And it's not going to be in the Chamber Golf event. It's actually a red, white, and blue outing at Green Pond Country Club in Bethlehem Township, Pennsylvania, with the proceeds going to the families of our vets. And been playing in the outing for some years. It's a really good cause and some really good people. So if you expect to call the office tomorrow and reach me, you might be disappointed. Because a lot of people are taking us up on the offer, giving us a call. They want to come in and talk about their retirement plans. They want to talk about what they're doing in their 401ks, and they want to talk about what's the right amount of cash and how does my cash flow affect my savings ability and is my portfolio property balanced and diversified? And what is this diversification thing? Am I supposed to be able to outperform the S&P 500 if I'm diversified? Well, the answer is no. You're supposed to be a little bit safer with diversification. You don't have that frothy up and down movement all the time. When the VIX does spike and collapse and spike and collapse, diversification is really a strategy to be employed to take some of the volatility out of your portfolio. Safety? Well, maybe, but not completely. So you want to look at that. And, of course, and there's a tax impact every time you do something with your money. So tax planning is important. And, you know, really doing a complete assessment of your retirement elections at work and some of the other benefits you might have so you don't have any outside overlap and waste your money because, you know, we work really hard for our money and we don't want to waste it. And then, of course, there's the things like government benefits. You know, what am I doing right now? What would my Social Security benefit look like if I retired at 66 or 70? And, you know, something happened. You know, kind of the Murphy's Law thing where if I became sick or was injured, would my company plan provide me with enough income to replace that paycheck so I can pay my mortgage, feed my children, you know, keep that roof over your head and clothes on your back, that type of thing? Or is my health insurance adequate given the increased size of my family and the changes that have taken place as a result of the Affordable Care Act? I just looked at some of the increases that are taking place and the elimination of some policies offered by companies that no longer want to lose money in certain states. And that might have an impact on the people that we talk to. And then, of course, there are the legal documents. Now, we don't draw legal documents. That's up to, you know, the attorneys, some of whom we work with, like Bob Shanahan here in Flemington, and who else? Well, there's a lot of people from Gebhardt and Kiefer. So Mark Chasen is a great guy for estate documents, estate planning. But, you know, we want to make sure that you have these things in place and that they're actually up to date, because laws change, especially the tax laws that could have an impact on how money is transferred to your loved ones. So those are some of the things that we would talk about in that sit-down. And, of course, we have good coffee in the office, and you would get a chance to actually see the people that you're relating this voice to. Because I know when I was listening to the radio as a kid, I always thought that the people that I was listening to looked a certain way, and then you would see them, and you'd go, ah! That's not what I thought. My expectations have been violated. So we don't want that to happen. We want you to have a good experience when you come in and talk to us. And that's why you would be greeted by, you know, Tony or Tracy or Christina, because, you know, we want to have a good first impression before you actually got to see my face. And I think the experience of coming in and having that conversation would be a very comfortable and good one. So hopefully you take us up on it, because that's what we're there for, to talk about some things about money as it relates to you. Equity volatility, knowing where you are and looking around corners. Now, the S&P 500 has traded in its narrowest 30-day range in over 50 years by our analysis. Of course, July and August, well, they're typically quiet months with annualized volatility averaging less than 13% over the last 75 years. But now, that volatility is running at an annualized rate of 6%. We're feeling compelled to highlight both the seasonal nature of volatility and a few catalysts that could jolt equity markets into their typical September trading pattern. Now, historically, neither realized nor implied volatility, that's VIX, are particularly reliable indicators of future market volatility. With that in mind, and with both realized and implied volatility near historic lows, we believe it is worth reminding investors of the cyclical nature of market volatility. Analyzing monthly data back to 1940, well, let's see, that data illustrates the typical summer slowdown followed by a significant increase in realized volatility during September and October. Now, what could drive the mean reversion in volatility? Well, September is ripe with potentially market-moving events, ultra-accommodative monetary conditions created by global central banks. Well, that's largely been to thank for the prolonged market calm, in our view. So with nearly all of the world's major monetary policy makers set to meet this month, there is potential for market-moving announcements. Now, the Fed policy meeting in September, that's September 20th and 21st, along with the expected now lack of interest rate announcements from the European Central Bank, Bank of England, Bank of Japan, Bank of Mexico, Reserve Bank of Australia, Bank of Canada, provide ample opportunity for market-moving news. In addition to the traditional seasonal volatility, well, we have presidential election years. They tend to intensify the autumn market turmoil. With under 3 weeks until the first presidential debate and exactly 9 weeks to go until Election Day, we see the potential for election uncertainty to spill over into market uncertainty, particularly as recent polls are indicating a tightening race. And in fact, I guess it was the CNN poll number this morning, Tony, that came out showing that nationally Donald Trump is up 2 points. Wow. How did that happen? So, yeah, that was important news, although right now I'm looking at CNBC talking about Fox settling with Gretchen Carlson for $20 million, but they also offered an apology, which was very important. I'm sure that was more important to Gretchen than the $20 million. Maybe not. So, we were talking a bit about what Ameriprise was looking at when it came to their expectations four market sectors going forward, and just kind of taking a look at this right now. Equal weight, underweight, overweight. Well, right now, we have consumer discretionary at equal, also consumer staples, financials. We are underweight energy still. We are underweight industrials, materials, and utilities. And what do we like? Well, I guess we're overweight IT. We're overweight telecom. So those are the two sectors we have a little bit of an overweighting on. Remember, we like diversification. Let's not get greedy and say, well, gee, I'll just put all of my money in one sector. Never ends well. First of all, they could be wrong. Second of all, they could be wrong. And third of all, they could be wrong. So having a lot of small eggs and a lot of baskets does provide you with a modicum of safety. Let's take a look at the Global Asset Allocation Committee tactical view. Underweight. Underweight Canada, UK, Europe especially. Latin America, well, you know, just watch the debacle in Brazil, you know why. Japan, Middle East, Africa, still a lot of terrorism concerns over there, and that's never good for certainty, and uncertainty is never good for business. But, you know, Europe, Eurozone shoppers, well, are they shaking off Brexit or what? Well, we'll talk a little bit about that when we come back, but I think we're going to take one more break, and we'll talk about Brexit, and then we may actually talk about REITs. I like REITs. Not the untraded REITs, because I happen to agree with the regulators on that one, but the ones that trade like stocks that have a lot of flexibility and liquidity. Very important. All right, we will be back to Some Things About Money after this message.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntingChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, law offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
We're back. Question. Are you tired of hearing quid pro quo? I know I am. But It seems like every time another batch of emails or something else comes out about the Clinton campaign, there's no quid pro quo. You know, the very fact that, what's wrong with you people in the news? Why are you picking out the personal meetings? Why aren't you including the meetings with government officials or people who are part of the day-to-day business with the State Department? Well, maybe it's because it's the personal stuff that is causing the problem. When over 50% of your personal meetings end up with a check going to the foundation, and with stuff, even having a meeting with you is a reward, having access to the Secretary of State, if you were a private citizen, you put that up on your website, does that have any gravitas? You bet it does. So why are we looking for stuff? The very fact that I can say I met with the Secretary, I have access to the Secretary of State of the United States of America, that isn't a benefit that I'm paying for? Of course it is. So, folks, let's not be fooled by the people who have been declared the best spinmeisters in political history. Didn't call him Slick Willie for nothing. The first Teflon president. Unbelievable. But I guess it all started with her looking to take furniture out of the White House. And you wonder why people call her names. So anyway, real estate. Speaking of White House, might be a good time to take a closer look at real estate. And REITs. Why? Well, specifically, they do provide attractive income, diversification, and really an inflation hedge. Real estate investment has historically been a very good inflation hedge. And I know people are thinking back to, 2008 and the housing market collapse and all the other. Folks, get over it, okay? Aberration, mostly caused by regulatory demands placed upon an industry that defended itself by creating products that were inappropriate to use in the consumer market. A lot of blame to pass around. So, although it's not as big as equity or bond markets, most investors are likely underweight in real estate and really relative to the size of the market. Now, let's see. And rates, well, they have been on investor radar over the last few weeks because people are chasing yield and they're not finding it in CDs, and bonds are pretty much valued where they need to be, except maybe for some emerging market bonds that still have some growth potential left there. But for the first time since 1999, S&P, Dow Jones Indices, and MSCI Inc. will try to create a new sector in the wildly followed Global Industry Classification Standard, GICS. Real estate, which has been part of the financial sector, will become the 11th sector on August 31st, with the change taking effect on September 16th. The change is seen as a positive catalyst for REITs, companies that manage or finance commercial properties and generally pay out most of their taxable income to shareholders as dividends. We love dividends. Essentially, there are significant differences between public real estate and financial companies that justified real estate deserving to be its own sector. We believe REITs had historically been included with financials due to their roots in the 1960s and 70s as mortgage lenders, and, well, because the group was so small, it didn't warrant its own sector. Since then, the REIT industry has grown dramatically and evolved towards being owners of property income producing, of course, with low financial leverage rather than lenders with highly leveraged balance sheets. So, big difference. Yield. Yields are one attractive characteristic of REITs. The S&P U.S. REIT Index had an indicated dividend yield of 3.6% as of July 31st, compared with 2.2% for the S&P 500 Index and 2.8% for the Barclays U.S. Corporate Investment Grade Index. Also, real estate stocks can help diversify an overall portfolio based on their correlation with major asset classes like stocks, bonds, and commodities. For example, the Dow Jones U.S. Select Real Estate Securities Index had a five-year correlation of 0.60, 0.39, 0.22 with the S&P 500 Index, the Barclays U.S. Aggregate Bond Index, and the Bloomberg Commodity Index, respectively, as of July 31st. That was according to Zephyr. Finally, REITs can also be a useful inflation hedge. REIT dividend hikes have increased more than the Consumer Price Index in all but two of the last 20 years. Now, of course, REITs do have risks. Investors should remember that as stocks, REITs can be volatile. They also tend to be sensitive to the economy and interest rates. But overall, we believe REITs may be a hidden gem with some investor opportunity looking forward in the future. So don't miss out. Bottom line, an important index change will put the focus on REITs, which can provide income diversification and an inflation hedge for your portfolio. I want to thank you. You've been listening to Some Things About Money today. Next week, I think I'm going to read you a story, sort of a parable that comes from a Washington Times article back in 2006. And for those of you who were driving cars back in the 70s, you probably remember gas lines. Well, we're going to talk a little bit about the history that created that outcome and draw a comparison to some recommendations that are being made by Hillary Clinton as it relates to putting price controls on drugs. You're not going to want to miss that because it's very enlightening. I want to thank you again for listening to Some Things About Money. This is Joe Patton, Certified Financial Planner with Tony Clark, Barrett Planner. We're going to go out and do some shopping, even though it's not as sunny as we would like. And, you know, with school just starting, I'm sure there's a couple of things that Tony has forgotten to get for her children. And if you're like that, I would encourage you to shop in Hunterdon, because after all, the small businesses here are the lifeblood of our community, and we should all be out there supporting them. So remember, get out there, buy Hunterdon, buy often. Have a great day.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I thank the government and the people of Laos for your humanitarian cooperation as we've worked together to account for Americans missing in action.
Speaking in Laos, President Obama also saying the United States will spend $90 million to clear millions of unexploded Vietnam-era bombs from that country.
Over the years, thousands of Laotians have been killed or injured. Farmers tending their fields, children playing.
Obama making the pledge as he becomes the first sitting president to visit the Southeast Asian nation. Obama will not be meeting with Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte. The meeting was canceled after the White House said Obama would confront the Philippine president over his country's execution of drug dealers without judicial proceedings. Duterte then goes on a profanity-laced tirade against Obama, saying he's not an American puppet. This is USA Radio News.
Have you ever come home from work to find out that the power's out? You reach the power company and they inform you that it'll be out for another 8 hours. Panic sets in. You've been told to prepare for this before. Bottled water, radio, flashlight, easy to prepare meals. And for the next 8 hours, everyone is on edge. No AC, no TV, no hot dinner tonight. What will happen to your family if this same situation were to last 2 days, a week, or even a month? This is Colonel Rusty Humphreys to tell you about Heaven's Harvest. Heaven's Harvest has long-term storable food and water products that will ensure your family's well-being through any man-made or natural disaster. Don't wait for the power to go out. Go to HeavensHarvest.com and secure your family's well-being today. That's HeavensHarvest.com or call 800-516-4773. Again, 800-516-4773. HeavensHarvest.com. Use promo Rusty and receive
receive free shipping. HeavensHarvest.com. That's HeavensHarvest.com.
The presidential hopefuls hitting the ground running after the Labor Day holiday weekend, with Donald Trump campaigning in Virginia and North Carolina today, and Democrat Hillary Clinton holding a rally in Tampa after appearing in Ohio yesterday, where at one appearance she had a nearly four-minute coughing fit. Republican Donald Trump also in Ohio yesterday and talking about upcoming debates with Hillary Clinton, as we hear from correspondent Mark Mayfield.
Donald Trump says he's looking forward to debating Democratic rival Hillary Clinton, but he's not putting in a lot of prep work.
I've seen people do so much prep work that when they get out there, they can't speak.
Speaking to reporters in his plane on the tarmac at a Cleveland airport, Trump says he's not